Now we want to talk about the fight against COVID-19 in Iraq. Health workers in Iraq are trying to meet the public where they are to vaccinate people against COVID, but many are not interested and cite debunked rumors for resisting. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Baghdad, the hesitancy comes from decades of mistrust in government.
At a crowded market in a working-class neighborhood of Baghdad, 42-year-old Jassim Kudayer has been deeply affected by COVID. He lost two sisters to the disease in the first wave of the pandemic. He was sick with it himself for a month early in 2021. Yet Kudayer refuses to get vaccinated.
I don't trust this vaccine because some people say it can cause bad side effects. I know many people who have taken the vaccine, but I don't have faith in it.
In the labyrinth of stalls at the market, offering everything from fresh vegetables to knockoff French perfume, Kudayer stands behind a pile of shoes, sneakers, and sandals. Like most of the vendors in the market, he's not wearing a mask, although some customers are. The father of four says his biggest fear about the vaccine is that it makes you infertile.
Yes, I'm talking with you seriously.
In all of the scientific studies of the approved COVID vaccines, some rare side effects have been found, but infertility is not one of them. Yet the false notion is widespread in Iraq, confounding doctors.
We have no any trust, even me.
That's Dr. Haider Salman, a physician who works for the Iraqi Ministry of Health in the southern city of Basra, reached by phone. He's a big advocate for the vaccine, but says Iraqis are quick to be skeptical.
We don't have any trust even in our leading persons or in our system or in our governing rule.
Salman says some Iraqis don't trust the Pfizer shot because it's from the U.S. Others refuse to take Sinopharm because it's from China. Others don't believe in anything the government promotes. Despite launching its first COVID vaccination campaign nearly a year ago, only about 17% of Iraqis have gotten two doses. This compares to a global average of 54%. But efforts continue to get more Iraqis protected by vaccines. At a gleaming mall in Baghdad, government health workers register people to get vaccinated in front of a clothing boutique called Shopping Shop. The actual injections are administered behind a curtain next to an ATM machine. Nurse Munira Muzer's job is to talk with people, answer questions, and try to convince people to get vaccinated. She says she and her colleagues started working here in the mall in October of last year.
Some people find it difficult to come to health clinics during the day, so we opened the vaccination centers in malls and other places to get more people vaccinated.
An older woman in a long black chador robe comes to get vaccinated, followed by a college student in tight black jeans. One of the nurse's five-year-old daughters sits upright behind the table next to her mom as if she's part of the health team. Muzer says she regularly has to debunk the rumors about the vaccine affecting your reproductive organs.
Our role is to educate people. We tell them that the World Health Organization provided the vaccine not to cause harm, but to protect people and to stop the spread of pandemics and diseases.
Some Iraqis refuse to get the second dose because they got flu-like symptoms after the first and can't afford to miss even a day of work. Muzer tries to assure them that any side effects from the vaccine aren't nearly as bad as the disease itself. In a country burdened by corruption and a lack of basic services, Muzer says some people tell her, the government can't even provide me with electricity. How do I know that they're providing me with a safe vaccine? But she says more and more people are coming around. Her team is giving shots to roughly 50 people a day, more on holidays when the mall is particularly busy. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Baghdad.